When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
لقد عظم مصابي بك فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكْ وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكْ أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. Therefore, I ask Allah, who venerated your station, who honored me through you, to provide me the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader from the family of Muhammad. May Allah pour down His mercy on him and his progeny. Regarding this part, we said that this musab, this affliction must be really felt great. So this is how we can raise this understanding of ours, of this affliction, by reading true and authentic records. And this is when the foundation of our sorrow is true. This is when we can weep for the calamity on the real Hussein, not the Hussein of our fictitious thoughts. Not the Hussein that we have made in our minds. We should try to read authentic records and books and maqtal like those of Luhuf and those maqatil that are, in terms of authenticity and reliability, great. This is when tangible sorrow can be realized. So, in order to realize this sorrow, one has to understand the lifestyle of Imam Hussein, as well as his characteristics and what he reached by being present in the plains of Karbala. Only then it is the time that our weeping for him would be at par with glorification and tasbih. Only then we would pass swiftly in the worship of the Almighty Allah, which is the true meaning of tasbih. That is why tasbih is movement in the path of truth without deviation. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the exemplar of moving in the path of truth without deviation.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear listeners, in order to understand the abundant reward for a single tear, let us refer to one narration from Abqariyatul Hisan by Sheikh Ali Akbar Nahawandi. In anticipation of the meeting of the 12th Holy Imam, Sayyid Bahrul Ulum, may Allah's mercy be on him, set out for Samarra. On his way, he was reflecting on the matter of how weeping over Imam Hussein could bring about the forgiveness of sins. That very moment, his attention was driven to an Arab who mounted on a horse and came to him. He greeted him, and the Arab said, "O Sayyid, what are you reflecting and thinking about? If it is a scholarly issue, then tell me. Perhaps I am from those who deserve to know." Sayyid Bahrul Ulum said, "I am wondering how God the Sublime bestows so much reward to the visitors who weep for Hussein alayhi salam. For example, for every step desire takes on the way to visit Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the reward of one Hajj and one Umrah is written. And due to merely one tear, all his minor and major sins are forgiven." The Arab on the horseback said, "Do not be surprised. I will present to you a similitude so that the difficulty is solved." The Arab said, "Once upon a time, a king together with his courtiers went for hunting. And in the hunting ground, he became separated and far behind his courtiers. And he encountered great difficulty therein. He was extremely hungry and thirsty. And he saw a tent from afar in which there was an old woman and her son. They only had one goat from which they would draw milk and manage their lives. The king entered the tent, became their guest, and they served him, and they did so through this very goat that they had. That is, they slaughtered the goat and served him. This is when the time that they did not know this is the king, and they did what they did just in honor of the guest. So they roasted the goat, because they did not have anything else with which to serve this guest. That night the king slept in that very place, and the next day he left, he tried to make up his way, and he found his courtiers. He narrated what transpired to his courtiers, and after narrating the incident, he asked them, "If I would like to reward the old man and her son for their hospitality, what should I do?" One of them said, "You should give them a sheep." Another, who was from among his ministers, said, "Give them 100 goats and 100 coins. Another said, "Give them such and such farm." But the king said, "Whatever I give is less. This is because if I were to give them my kingdom, I would have given them equal to what they have given me. Because that old woman gave me whatever she had. I likewise must give whatever I have so that would be equal. Thereafter, the Arab on the Mount said to Sayyid Bahrul Ulum, now Bahrul Ulum, Hazrat Sayyid al-Shuhada gave whatever he had of wealth, of family, of life, of son, of brother, etc. in the way of Allah. So you must not be surprised when God gives all his recompense and reward to the Zaireen and those who weep for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The Arab, after having had this conversation, vanished from sight. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.